Hey, this is William for attackofthefanboy.com, and this is our day 0.5 recap for E3 2017. I'm here with Kyle, and we're talking about the Sony press conference, Ubisoft, and an Xbox event that Kyle got a chance to go to, as well as a little bit of hands-on time with Battlefront 2. Kyle, E3 is changing in crazy ways. I don't even know what day it is. We're calling it 0.5, but it is so odd what is going on over the last couple of years as they jockey for position.
It was so nice when everything was contained. It was like Monday had all the press conferences, and then Tuesday through
Sunday,
Thursday.
Get in early. Maybe you got something to do. Monday, do your press conferences. Tuesday, start the show. Get the fuck out of there on Thursday or Friday.
It was fine when Bethesda did theirs on Sunday because it was Sunday night. Everybody's here by Sunday night. That's fine. But it's stretching.
Yeah, but when you don't need it, you didn't need a press conference like Bethesda didn't need one this year. You know, you're just bringing people in early.
Yep.
For no fucking good reason.
Yeah. And then Microsoft went Sunday and then had a showcase today that I can talk about a little bit. But if we want to stick with press conferences, I understand, because there were a bunch of them today.
That was the good thing. You got a chance to play some video games today, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
It's almost like it's a gaming convention.
I mean, but just what I'm saying is,
no. I
okay, the streaming part of it's okay. But if these companies can all of a sudden, I mean, I don't think that future is very far off. Where they're like, here, just download this client. Your preps, you're able to see that you don't have to come wait in line. You don't have to make an appointment. We can show you this thing. You sign an NDA. You can play it on your console or PC, and you don't have to come do this bullshit.
Yeah, I mean,
that is the future I'm pushing for.
That seems like the future. These showcases, I think, still have a place, because this is where they get everyone together and they get them all excited, and then they show everything for the coming year. And I think that there's still value to that. I think that this year shows where that can go wrong. And I messaged you. I was like, E3 2017... is essentially E3 2016 part 2. And that's where I think this year is falling flat with a lot of people, is that essentially everything major was announced last year. Project Scorpio,
everything
all the games
was a
that
known
we just
quality,
saw at Sony.
A known every, quantity.
Yeah, and so this year was like, hey, all that stuff that we talked about, it's closer. It's almost here.
Yeah. Did I properly introduce us? Because I'm just bamboozled by today. Yeah, you're Kyle. I'm William. Attackofthefanboy.com.
So I guess we should just run down the conferences in order.
Yeah, you started the day off at Ubisoft.
Yeah, actually, I started my day off at EA, although that wasn't a conference. I got to play some Battlefront 2. Which was okay.
Okay. And you described that as a, how did you put it? A shit show? Oh, a clusterfuck.
Yeah, I EA's whole thing, I don't know about it. It's just
a thing that's open to the public, right?
Yeah, and I mean, people line up out, these wrapped around the block.
I'm guessing they do. They invite us to this thing. Did you get any sort of like, all right, hey, Kyle, do you have a contact there or anything? Like, hey, Kyle, I'm glad you could make it here. Come play Battlefront.
I wandered into the separate media area and saw someone and said, oh, I'm here for Star Wars. And he said, it's over there.
And you looked over your shoulder and you're like, fuck, there's a 3-hour line to play this.
No. It was at least a media area, so it was not overwhelmed with people. Good. I got to sit down and play right away.
What else was there at the EA?
It's EA stuff. It was Madden and FIFA Need for Speed was over in a corner.
And you didn't try that?
No, I don't think that they were even running demos when I walked by, and they were like all shut down. I don't know. Mm. It was weird. It was a weird setup, and I couldn't stay there for too long because I had to be. But I was debating whether or not to go to Ubisoft. I usually skip Ubisoft because it's just not usually that enjoyable of a show. But I pushed it, and I was finally like, all right, I'm just going to get out of here because it just. I don't know. I mean, it just wasn't an amazing setup. I'm sure if we had, you know, more stuff set up with them, it might have been better. But just overall, I don't like. And I mean, it was 30 minutes away. It was just way out there because the LA Live area is now E3 Coliseum. That's where EA Play was before. So it was just a weird setup, just being that far away and starting on Saturday and running until. Monday. So I'm not a huge fan of the whole EA Play thing, but it seems to work for them because they have people going nuts to try and get in there.
What were your impressions? Like, you enjoyed Battlefront? It was basically just multiplayer, what they showed at the conference?
Yeah, we played. Well, no, it was Naboo. So a different map. It was prequel time. And I don't know. It was fine. There was nothing wrong with it, but it was kind of dull to me, and I'm not exactly sure why. I think just the mode wasn't too entertaining, and it was kind of it always seemed to play out the same way unless the teams were way overbalanced. I think we should talk more about that. I mean, it's still. I appreciate a lot of the changes that they made with the heroes and everything, so I'm looking forward to it. I think that this was just maybe not an amazing demo.
Well, that's not a good look. Anyway, I think I'm pretty sure we'll get to Sony. Ubisoft wasn't bad. I didn't think. I thought I liked what I saw from Far Cry.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would say...
That pirate game looked all right? Skull and Bones looked okay?
Yeah. I would say this was one of Ubisoft's best, and, I mean, that's with... They're kind of graded on a curve. They're not one of the big three. I think Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo are the ones that, like, everyone is waiting for, and that's where you expect the big, big announcements.
Which didn't have any. So when you're... But so Ubisoft, like, we've talked about this. Ubisoft has done some things in the past where they reveal... Watch Dogs in a state that it's never going to look like, or they reveal the Division and it's like, well, you know, this looks awesome. Can you possibly get there on these consoles? And they didn't really do
there
that.
There was a lot of that. Yeah.
They didn't really do that. They've announced an XCOM type of Mario Rabbids Kingdom battle game.
Yeah. I was not looking forward to that game, and now I am. I think
really?
It's going to be really fun. Yeah. Hmm. Why not? Turn-based strategy Mario game. The rabbits are kind of annoying, but whatever. I'll take that.
First of all, it's on the Switch, so that's the first problem. But is this one of the first times that like Mario has been added into a new like outside franchise?
Yeah, it's pretty rare. Nintendo maybe...
Mario and Sonic in the Olympics or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, a year or two ago, they kind of said that they were going to do this with their IPs, where they were very protective, and they wanted to kind of lighten that up a little bit and get them out there. They're sort of understanding that their IP is the big thing that makes Nintendo great, and if they can utilize it properly, then it boosts them, even if they have to lend out Mario to Ubisoft. But Ubisoft has always been a big supporter of Nintendo, so this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're excited for it, you are the target audience for that sort of thing. I like those types of games, as you know. I like games like XCOM, turn-based strategy titles seem like I really enjoy that type of game, but in the Mario and Rabbids setting, I don't know. Just doesn't grab me. I don't have a real desire to change the Mushroom Kingdom back to the way it was, or save the princess, I guess, from her rabbit form.
Either way, it was really cool just to have like Miyamoto show up at an Ubisoft press conference.
Yeah, did you touch him? Did you get to smell his hair?
No, No, I did not. I was up above in the rafters.
You're like, maybe I'll jump over and tackle him, and hug him.
But yeah, like Skull and Bones. I mean, that's ever since Assassin's Creed 4, that's what people have been begging Ubisoft to make.
Yeah, that looked a lot like Assassin's Creed 4. Yeah. I mean that's probably not giving it enough credit. The game looked more technically advanced than that. Obviously had a bunch of different new things, gameplay aspects in there, but they obviously, and I think they said it during the conference, took that premise that people liked and said, let's make a whole game around it. Yep. And it sounds like they're going to be following the same sort of situations that they've been following with, like, Rainbow Six, with the seasons. I know they've said seasons and evolving world and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I was getting kind of a For Honor feel from some of the multiplayer stuff that they were talking about, like an evolving world and stuff like that. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, Ubisoft has a tendency to make really amazing looking games that kind of lose their audience rather quickly.
This will have the marketing push of, you know, all of Ubisoft's might, and then it'll be just like Ghost Recon and Division. I mean, they constantly do that. They push these games out there that are so hyped up that they get people to buy them, and then they just kind of die off. But we'll see. And then, I mean, I know a lot of people were saying like Assassin's Creed was one of the best games that they saw out of all the press conferences. Writers on our site, people across the internet. You know, Assassin's Creed is a huge franchise. They took a year off and have kind of retooled this thing. I watched a long gameplay demo for it, and I watched the trailer, the short trailer, during the conference, and I don't know that I'm 100% like, oh, this isn't that much different. There are some elements that they've taken from other games, obviously, but I don't know. It still kind of feels like Assassin's Creed. I did see this guy fight a hippo. That was pretty fucking awesome. Like, that was nothing I've ever seen in an Assassin's Creed game. He's like fighting it under the water. It was nice. There's some different elements that we haven't seen in previous games, but they haven't shown everything for it, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they just had the most well-rounded thing. They delivered the announcement of Beyond Good and Evil 2, finally.
A prequel. So, that's been interesting for me, because
Are you a fan of that game?
Yes. And okay. I was excited. It's really awesome that they're finally delivering on that. At the same time, it was just a really weird, like, we're going from this kind of E or T rate. I don't know what the original was rated, but it was not a game that had the F word in it. And look, if you want to mature your game, if you want to age it with your audience, I mean, anyone who played Beyond Good and Evil is certainly over 18 at this point. If you want to mature the game, that's fine. But that was a bit over the top for me. It just felt like, okay, we're going a little far with this. And the fact that it's a prequel is just... The fact that it's a prequel, and B, a lot of the stuff that they were saying about it, like this open world, and it seemed to me like they may be talking about a multiplayer type of situation.
Definitely multiplayer.
And the first was a story game,
yep.
And people fell in love with the characters and the story, and it had a cliffhanger, and people were wanting the sequel to resolve that cliffhanger, and they're like, here's the game you've been waiting for, but it won't do any of the things that you've been waiting for.
Because we can't make that game because it won't make any money.
That may be it, and I don't want to be down on this, because I am very excited. Beyond Good and Evil 2 is awesome. It's amazing that they have supported it and done this. Mm-hmm. But that presentation, I was excited when I realized what it was, and then my excitement kept going down as everything happened. But still... congrats to the team. It's amazing that they are supporting this series. I hope I am completely wrong on everything that I just said, and it is just as great as the first game.
Yeah, I got disinterested in that as soon as the monkey started talking, so I was like, eh.
Yeah, it was a little out there with the characterization.
Nope.
But
they didn't show any gameplay, so it's like, well, who the fuck cares anyway? We've seen plenty of things at E3 before that are just trailers, and you're like, well, we're going to use our imagination to determine what this thing is, and they're like, we're going to come on, be a space monkey, and come sign up at bgegame.com and help us make this game, because we don't know what the fuck we're doing right now with it, is what it sounds like.
I'll tell you what I am genuinely excited about. South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Yeah.
I loved the first game. Stick of Truth was one of my favorite games that year. And I
Yeah, Stick of Truth was good.
I'm super excited. So, and did they give a release date? I know it got delayed.
October? October? They announced two games. They announced a phone.
Yeah, which, meh.
A mobile game.
Maybe that'll
Phone Destroyer. Good. That's yeah. October. I don't know. Fractured Butthole, not sure.
Off the top Either of way, head. I thought it was okay. In comparison, everything else Ubisoft did very well. And especially compared to their own convention or their own pressers from previous years, this was less awkward. Until, of course, Just Dance 2018 just layered on the awkward and cringy weirdness. But that was over quickly. It wasn't the whole show like it has been before. So
yeah.
I think this was a good year for Ubisoft.
The Crew?
The Crew too.
You gonna jump into The Crew?
No, this time around? Probably not.
No.
Racing games is really, it's gotta take a lot to get me into a racing game.
It's not just a racing game, Kyle. You got airplanes and dirt bikes, dune buggies and helicopters.
The water looked amazing.
Cars.
Yeah.
They didn't even get the cars part of it right last time. So it's like, well, fuck it. We'll just throw everything in there.
It was kind of
We didn't get this game right.
I'm not the only.
The Crew?
Yeah.
Yeah, The Crew was not great.
Okay.
So
I lost track. You know. There were like three racing games that released in the Crew, Project Cars, and one other that just kind of all had some different issues.
Yeah, The Crew was not good. I mean, I didn't review the game for the site, but I played it. I didn't think it was good. Mm-hmm. Friends who played it for about a day, and they're like, no, thank you. This sucks. I don't think they got the scale of the world right. Just didn't feel very cohesive or fun. The driving didn't feel good. I don't know. I just didn't.
Yeah.
Never got on board with that concept, which you understand is like
racing game. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of the U.S.
Like super arcadey. Weird concept of like where you're like a undercover police officer or something, and it was just weird. I just didn't think they were trying to get on something like that, and now it's like you are from what I saw today is like now you're this jack of all trades who can win races in all motorsports. It really just, the trailer didn't seem very focused, and it didn't really tell you like what this game was actually going to be, how they're going to incorporate all these different things into this game in a way that makes sense, because the trailer was just all over the place. It was just like planes and cars racing together and dirt bikes jumping over planes and planes almost hitting helicopters and weird. It was just all weird shit. I don't know. I'm definitely certainly not excited for that one, but I wasn't excited when they said they were coming back with The Crew, but I understand why they are, because they probably invested a load of money into that first game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Far Cry 5 looked good.
It did, yeah.
I think they did a good job of kind of diffusing the whatever the stupid outrage of that game was with this kind of more lighthearted sort of. I mean, it wasn't that lighthearted. Some guy gets his face bashed in with a baseball bat, and I mean, there was definitely some dark tones there. But
I think the only thing that confused me was they're like, you're deep into cult territory, and you've got to make your way out. And here's a guy with a plane, and I was like, why don't you fly? Why don't you fly out? Maybe they'll address that in the story.
Maybe they're not trying to just leave. Maybe they want to, from my understanding of what I've read around the internet, is that you are a police officer, or I think I might have seen it on a stream. You're a police officer who is on, you're on your first day on the job, and then all of a sudden you're kind of like trapped, and these people have control of this large landmass. And I guess maybe it's a county or something, and you are trying to restore order for that. You got an army. Go get your woman sniper friend, your dog.
Yeah,
you got the
dog.
Guy that flies
the
plane. You got the guy who drives the truck. Who,
you know, that crowd went wild when that dog showed up, and when he carried an assault rifle back, crowd was going crazy. I don't think that they
can't wait to.
They
do
got
that.
More excited for anything. Else it was the dog.
They should let people be the dog in co-op.
That would be good. That would be good. No, I agree. Far Cry 5 did look pretty solid.
It just looked like fun. I don't know, the way that they showcased that trailer looked like, oh, here we go. That Far Cry's always been a crazy game. This one's crazy too. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Beyond Good and Evil 2, obviously, we'll touch back on that later when something is actually concrete about that, other than the guy's just happy it's being made.
Yeah.
And then you, after Ubisoft, you went to Microsoft for a thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they had a showcase thing where we could actually play some of the games that they talked about. Which, I mean, as you heard me yesterday, there were not a lot that I was super excited about. But I did get to play Crackdown 3 and Sea of Thieves, and talk to some of the developers. So watch for interviews. I'll have to transcribe them, so watch for them later. But Crackdown.
Developers for Crackdown and what else?
Sea of Thieves.
Okay. Those are the only two games they really had on display?
They had Area with a few of the indies, not the Last Light. What's the one that looked really amazing?
Last Night?
Something like that. I don't know. That wasn't there. Ashen was there. I watched somebody play that. There was some scheduling issues. They had people were trying to rush in because Sony was right down and was going on at the exact same time. So everyone rushed to Microsoft and was trying to get everything in and then run over to Sony. So there were a lot of stuff like that.
They want to get those free hot dogs.
Yeah. But those were the only two that I played. And I mean, other than those were, it was those, Assassin's Creed was there, but I'm going to play that later. So I didn't want to wait. And they had Minecraft. You could play Minecraft and Ashen, Forza.
You told me that you did not get to play with the Xbox One X.
There weren't any. I think maybe the indie games were, but I mean, I couldn't tell. They were kind of behind some glass. And they were also, I mean, those aren't really the games. Those are going to look better on an Xbox One X, but those aren't the games that you're like, let's compare this to what we have today. Like, an indie game.
Yeah, but you would think that.
I thought Sea of Thieves or Crackdown.
Crackdown
would be on
or Sea of Thieves would be on
Crackdown
Xbox
was on
One
PC,
X.
And Sea of Thieves was on an Xbox One S. It was they had for a console that's coming out in, what, 5 months? It was.
Was Assassin's Creed on Xbox One X?
Yeah, it was Xbox One S, yeah. I think. It was either Xbox One or PC, but it was not an X. Yeah, it was a little weird how
that
hidden
does seem
away
weird.
The One X was.
That does seem weird.
Yeah.
But I will hear more about that stuff here in the future. There's no embargo on that stuff, right?
Nope.
But you have some interviews coming up for that. Did you get any juicy information that you can share with the five people who are listening to this podcast?
The Crackdown is still using...
you asked cloud, about the cloud?
Cloud computing. I did, yes. It's still using it. It's only using it in multiplayer, though. So single player is completely offline.
Right, so they're not doing the cloud-based destruction or whatever the fuck they were talking about?
Yep. Not in single player. And
not
then
in single player.
The other juicy detail, I think, for Sea of Thieves would be that they will get cross-play working, but they aren't saying when.
Okay. So Windows 10... Xbox One crossplay.
Yep.
Coming
apparently
at you at some point.
They've tested it themselves. Like they've been playing on PC and they've flipped the Switch and loaded into Xbox One games.
Like a good game to do crossplay on.
Yeah.
Because that's not like Gears of War 4 competitive, super like, oh, I'm going to cheat. I'm definitely cheating.
He's like, you don't get any advantage using mouse and keyboard to turn the wheel of a pirate ship.
Right. So yeah, that seems reasonable. Yeah. Let's move on to Sony then, I guess. That's what you moved on to, right?
Yeah.
And did they have their outside thing that they always do? The meet and greet?
They did a pre-show mixer that was mixer. If you remember last year, this is getting really into the weeds of E3, but last year when the show ended and we got to go into an inside area and play some games and eat, that's what they were doing before the show.
We did that last year.
Yes.
Ooh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you remember the donut wall.
I've done the donut. I remember that. We didn't stay there that long.
No, we had to get somewhere. We had something to do.
There was some other showcase going on that night as well.
Yes.
So we're like, we got to go here and we got to go there real quick.
Yep.
Donut wall.
Yeah. So it was, you know, I ran over there and I was there like 30 minutes before doors opened. So I got some food. They didn't have a ton of major games out there, obviously.
Had games, it just was...
Yeah, it was like they had like Farpoint, they had Knack 2, Detroit was out there, so that,
Viable?
I mean, yeah. I didn't get to, there was a decent line for that, and I did not have a lot of time, but I'm hoping to check that out at the show. But yeah, Detroit was playable, I think that was probably the biggest game. There were a few VR games, aside from Farpoint. And,
I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't think Sony's press conference was that good this year.
I think it was better than Microsoft, but I would agree that it was not that good.
Why?
Because it actually had games that I care about.
Like what?
It had exclusive games that I care about. Days Gone. What? Shadow of the Colossus. God of War.
Oh, so
Spider-Man.
Shadow of the Colossus is okay, and you've been championing these companies to stop remaking and remastering games, but you're okay with Shadow of the Colossus.
Has
been
one of the best games of all time. That's when you
every
can
year.
Remake a game.
Because they just remastered it.
It was just remastered on... That wasn't a PS4 remaster, though, was it? It was PS3 remastered.
PS3, I believe.
Yeah.
But that's what? That's like a PS1 game, isn't it?
It was a PS2 game.
I never played Shadow of Colossus, and I don't care.
Dude. Oh, my God.
I don't care. That's why I don't think...
This is your game of the year. It should be.
This is my game of the year. Okay.
It's a fucking amazing game.
Ever comes out,
Monster Hunter. Which Monster Hunter is not exclusive.
Oh, yeah, that Monster Hunter.
But that was a big reveal that they...
It wasn't a big... Maybe for some. For me, I was like, oh, Monster Hunter, okay.
The Monster Hunter series, I don't like it. I will freely admit that I've played Monster Hunter and I've kind of hated it. But millions of people love those games and put hundreds of hours into them.
Yeah, but we basically come back to two games that were things that we didn't already know about. Like, so it was Shadow of the Colossus.
What did we not know about in Xboxes?
I don't know. We're not talking about Xbox. I'm just saying
that's what we're doing. So, we're comparing.
No,
I'm not saying it was a good press conference. I'm saying it was better than Xbox.
It was not one of their best. Like, I've seen.
No, God, no. They've done.
We've been to their ones where like people are like rolling out of their chairs and having seizures and shit. Like,
yeah. Well, no, this was one of their worst.
Just go back to back to back with it. Yeah, this was probably their worst in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. No, and I totally
it was just
agree.
So oddly put together. Like, people were looking around when it was over going, was that it? Is that it? Seriously? Was that
yeah, they
it?
Didn't,
there's got to be
didn't
something
end
else.
On a bang. You usually, you know.
They most certainly did not end on a bang.
Big impact at the end, and this kind of trickled off with.
It
looked pretty good.
I mean, yeah, I'm a fan of comic book. Well-made comic book games, and if that one can be anything close to like a Batman Arkham style game, but using different mechanics for Spider-Man with, you know, that combat that appears to be Arkham-esque, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be down for that. It looked pretty scripted, but if you can do that, if all that stuff that was going on in that trailer or the gameplay was, you know, well implemented to where it's easy for the where it feels natural and makes the player feel powerful like Batman does.
Yeah.
Then yeah, that'll be a great game, and it looks great. So, that one did look good for sure. God of War looked good. I'm a fan of God of War, but we already knew about that. We knew.
I agree.
That
this is why I said Days 3 2016 Part 2.
I know, but that's what's the other game besides Shadow of Colossus that we didn't know about? What is it?
I mean, a lot of VR games we didn't know about, but admittedly, they're VR games, so not the biggest audience.
It's E3 2017 Skyrim Returns. That's what we're...
Oh, man. Skyrim,
that's what we're
Jesus.
Calling this one.
Look, I'm
Skyrim
I'm
is everywhere.
Skyrim VR... Cool, thank
Skyrim
you.
Skyrim is coming back out for
Good
all platforms.
Lord. It was already a meme last night that Skyrim is just, please, let Skyrim go. Let it die. It's done. We need to move
what
on.
Do? And it's not like that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it looked better on the screen in... God, sir, put a muffler on your car.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know if it looked better in person or if it was just the stream I was watching, but it looked like you were playing the PS3 version of Skyrim on the PlayStation VR, basically. Because it did not look like very good as far as visually.
I doubt it's the special edition.
Oh, it's definitely not the special edition. I mean, there's no way. It did not, it looked last gen. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what happens with VR. When you take a game and you have to pump out 60 to 90 frames in two different screens, you've got to turn the settings
down. I'm guessing that it's going to take the entire power of the PlayStation 4 Pro just to get that version out.
Yeah.
But I want to know what the other game, what the other surprise, I think it was Skyrim.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was Skyrim.
I mean, Monster Hunter World was the big one that no.
That was it. Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter and Shadow of Colossus were the only two games that we didn't know about.
Yeah. That's where we're at in gaming. Not a lot of...
That's not like super exciting.
Oh, well, I agree.
To me.
You're coming at me like I'm saying that this was an A+ press conference. It was not. It was one of their worst. I just said that it was better than Microsoft's.
I know,
which
I already said it was awful. I don't know that I agree with that. I think they could have.
What did we know
done,
about in Xboxes?
I think they could have done a lot of things.
You're judging
because
this because there weren't surprises, and there were no surprises
I'm not judging
in the
it
Xbox
because,
one.
No, I'm not judging it because it wasn't, there weren't surprises. I'm judging it because of how it was handled. Like, you can throw like 2 hour long presentations full of trailers up against each other, and it's kind of hard to judge them because you knew about a lot of this stuff. I mean, for some people, they love Crackdown as much as some people love God of War, you know? For some people, Sea of Thieves might be higher on their list than Days Gone. You know,
Crackdown does not have the audience of God of War.
How do you know?
Crackdown was like almost a cult hit. It was the first one sold because it had a demo with it. I think it was Halo. Halo 3 demo? That's what sold the first one. The second one did not sell as well because it has fans, but it's not God of War. God of War is like,
it's got Terry Crews. Anyway,
I talked to the team about this. That. They're very excited about Terry Crews.
This is not an argument. This is not the argument I'm trying to make. It is the fact that they, like, it just didn't feel like, if they would have come out and maybe given us a little bit more description about God of War, a little bit more description about Days Gone. Instead of just kind of like, this is what it is, you figure it out, we're not going to tell you much more about this game, because maybe, I don't know why they wouldn't do that. Like, Days Gone could have, I don't know why they have kind of moved away from that.
They've been trimming the fat. Sony cut themselves down to an hour, and now they just like...
Trimming the fat, but they used to come out there, Naughty Dog come out there and drop the fucking controller after they play walkthrough with a developer on stage, and there's somebody like telling you what exactly is going on, and that's the kind of stuff that adds color to these things. I mean, in my opinion, that would have gone a long way for God of War, would have gone a long way for Shadow of Colossus. As it stands, you're sitting there going, well, this looks familiar. What is it? Is this a remaster? Is it a remake? Is it? And then you have to cry at the end. I guess it's a remake.
Clearly a remake.
Well, I know, but is it a double remaster? Have they just doubled up on layered on the textures? You had Call of Duty World War II multiplayer gameplay that didn't have any context. Like, you could easily have thought that was single player gameplay, but it was multiplayer gameplay, and there was no context for it.
Yeah.
So it's like people are just sitting there probably watching these things going, I don't know what I'm looking at. So I think in that regard, the way that they could have handled it could have been different. Take the hour and a half and add a couple minutes of, you know, color, exposition or whatever to these trailers.
Yeah.
Even Microsoft came out and, you know, they dropped their car. They brought out a technical guy. They brought out Phil a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they had enough of that in their thing, and it could have gone a long way, in my opinion.
Sure.
Sony lost E3.
No. Yeah. I agree with what you said before.
They didn't win.
But
they had
better.
And it's not
games.
Over yet, Kyle.
They had better games than Microsoft. No, Nintendo's going to win E3. This is theirs to win.
If anybody watches the Nintendo Direct,
has just fallen by the wayside, and the road's clear. Nintendo can just sweep in and win E3 if they want. We'll see what they have tomorrow.
I don't think that Mario Odyssey is going to do it, but maybe.
You don't think a brand new Mario game is going to do it?
Not 100% convinced.
It's Mario.
It's Mario. They already had Mario out there today, and I guess it did kind of.
That's a bit different when you're talking about a tactical RT or turn-based strategy spinoff. We're talking about a brand new 3D Mario in the vein of Super Mario 64. This is big. This is a big game.
I don't know. I just don't. I'm glad. I'm almost glad I didn't go to E3. Like, thank God I didn't go to this one. This is the worst one in the last.
You probably would have been disappointed.
Than I can recall.
Yep.
No. Yeah.
It's not, I mean, there hasn't been much that's blown me away, even sitting in the crowd where everyone's getting excited. I've mostly been baffled at the crowd's excitement at a few things, especially at Microsoft's, where they get a lot of fans in there that freak out whenever they talk about, you know, teraflops, whatever.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the games at Microsoft's press conference, whether that be Metro, the third-party stuff, the stuff that's probably coming to multiple platforms, look better than, like, Days Gone.
I actually God of really War. Liked that.
I don't know if it was stream gone. Quality, whatever, but
Days Gone looked great.
I don't know. Like, Metro looked pretty sharp. Anthem looked pretty sharp.
I mean, if you're putting it against those two, yeah, those two are big games, but they're also coming to both consoles. So, I mean, anything that's not an exclusive, it almost feels cheap to use it as a major selling point at your press conference like this. I mean, why? What's it matter? Even you know, it was a big reveal of Monster Hunter World and Metro.
That Monster Hunter game looked like a Wii U title.
Because it used to be a Wii U series.
It looked like it should be on the Wii U.
There's a reason that Monster Hunter was always kind of...
unsure if they were going to... Yeah.
It's not supposed to be the top tier graphics game series.
Why not?
That's just not the way it rolls.
Yeah. Well, regardless, I mean, the press conferences are almost over, and E3 will start off proper tomorrow, and we'll have a recap of Nintendo's potentially groundbreaking announcements. I highly doubt it, but
yeah, my expectations are low. I think
Nintendo follows suit here. Yeah,
I doubt. Are they? Yeah, especially after the Pokemon Direct didn't deliver anything.
Well, maybe they were saving it.
I mean, maybe if they can just hit with one of their big franchises that we don't know is coming. If Switch has Animal Crossing, Metroid, Pikmin, you know, anything along those lines, then it'll be a big conference. I don't think that they have those. I think we're going to get Mario Odyssey, maybe some of the Zelda DLC, and then a lot of stuff that we already knew about. But again, hopefully I'm wrong on that. I'm still looking forward to it.
Yep. And what else? What do you plan for tomorrow?
I will actually be at Nintendo tomorrow and PlayStation. So I'm not sure what I'm doing at PlayStation. It's kind of a loose schedule. I'll be checking out at least Days Gone and Gran Turismo Sport, which I'm surprised wasn't part of their show, actually.
I think they did a little pre-show reveal for that one.
Gotcha. So I'll be checking at least those out, maybe some other stuff. Nintendo's the big thing that I'm doing tomorrow, so.
All right. Well, we'll have another wrap-up for day one tomorrow, where Kyle will have to face the sad reality that Microsoft won E3 2017 as far as press conferences go.
Let's at least admit that that is not an honor. Even if they won, won because everyone was terrible and they were the least terrible.
The golden turd. Yes.
But no, Microsoft didn't win. I wouldn't say Sony won. Maybe Ubisoft won. I don't know.
You know what's fucking crazy? It's probably like either Bethesda because of Wolfenstein.
Not Bethesda. No, Bethesda was the worst.
Yeah, but Wolfenstein was so good in retrospect compared to everything else.
That one game that made it.
It's quite possible. Oh. EA in like now in retrospect, we're like EA sucked. It was like actually the new Need for Speed looks pretty good, Anthem looks alright, and Battlefront could be alright, you know? Compared to some of the other stuff, it's like it's hard to tell. Well, we didn't grade them. Ubisoft.
Maybe a B? I got a little whoop off of that.
Was the police going whoop.
Maybe a B, but it's also on, like I said, it's on the curve of non-platform press conference. So
what's that? On the curve?
Yeah, because like a non-platform holder press conference is different than the Sony and the Microsoft and the Nintendo conference. Those you expect more from those. So I would give it a B, but it's not like it amazed me or anything. It just had some solid games. It had some big reveals. It had some solid games.
Yeah, I would probably give Ubisoft a B. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm just joking. I would probably give Sony a B. I don't think either one of them really blew out the other. I just don't think either one of them had the firepower to do it. Mm-hmm. Either Microsoft or Sony. We'll see if Nintendo can. But then, I think those two are competing, and Nintendo is competing for a totally different audience. So. That's my opinion on that.
Yep.
As far as Ubisoft, B, Sony, B, and we'll call it. Tomorrow we'll have more coverage, news, and stuff on attackofthefanboy.com. I don't know. What do we have? Do we have any video that we can do for that's coming up on our YouTube channel?
I haven't shot any video. I'm going to try. I can do I can at least do a wrap-up video tomorrow. Interviews are just kind of spotty. Yeah. If someone
just
available.
Take some video footage of why you're around, of like what you're going to see, and we'll loop it into our conversation. How about that?
Sure.
And then, you can check back our YouTube channel. Check back on our YouTube channel for stuff throughout the week. We might have some gameplay uploaded for Battlefront sometime soon, and we'll have some of these podcasts coming at you on a daily basis, where Kyle tells us what he saw and what his impressions were of the things he's been seeing at E3 2017. For Kyle, I'm William for attackofthefanboy.com, and we'll see you tomorrow, and thanks for listening.